for the third year in a row, a vote to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment in the Arizona State Legislature failed, and for the third year in a row it failed because a move to allow an unscheduled floor vote was blocked, though this year it did play out differently. In 2017 and 2018, when lawmakers asked for an immediate vote, the House responded by an abrupt adjournment. But this year, the procedural move was not ignored. It was, however, blocked in the end by a slim margin in the Senate.
It came down yesterday to a 16-13 no vote. Included in the noes, three Republicans who actually co-sponsored the ERA resolution and then walked away from it here. The exercise provided impassioned debate from both sides. One of the talking points, what happens when the government determines, quote-unquote, sex? This was the core of Senator Sylvia Allen's argument.
The Equal Rights Amendment does not say anything about women. It puts sex in the Constitution, and sex has a lot of different definitions today than it did in the 1970s. Any protection for women would be gone.
Senator Rebecca Rios, one of several co-sponsors of the bill, pushed back.
Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. That's it. That is the intent of this. This isn't about abortion. This isn't about transgender kids playing on a softball team. These are red herrings.
Senators Sonny Borelli and Victoria Steele also sparred over the ERA's effect on a working woman's bottom line. Steele was yet another co-sponsor of the resolution. Here's an exchange.
You know, the wage gap is driven by choices of men and women make. Women can work fewer hours than men. Almost no gap when comparing single or even childless women.
The wage gap cannot be explained away by choices. Women are paid less than men across all industries.
We're joined now by Dustin Gardner, state politics reporter for the Arizona Republic, who followed the vote yesterday and is here to walk us through some of the back and forth he witnessed. Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's start with these Republicans who were actually co-sponsors of the bill and then voted not to let it get a vote yesterday. So this wasn't technically about the issue at hand. It was about the procedure.
Yeah, so the vote technically was to suspend the rules in the Senate, and one of those Republicans who had indicated her support, who flipped on the vote, was State Senator Michelle Ugenti-Reda, and so her argument was that this was a process issue. But at the end of the day, the vote ultimately prevented a vote on the ERA. It was ultimately a stop to the debate.
And the debate, though, was about the issue at hand, was about the ERA. What were your main takeaways from this debate?
You know, the biggest takeaway is that they got closer than they've ever gotten to ER ratification in Arizona before. But a lot of the same arguments carried the day with Republicans in the Senate. And those key flip votes, those Republicans who sponsored the resolution that could have changed the outcome, they seemed to be pretty concerned about rolling their caucus. They were under a lot of pressure from conservative lobbyist groups, and they seemed very hesitant to push against that grain.
So Senator Eddie Farnsworth, committee chair, was able to hold off. He has done this previously in the House as well. So though this is not simple, do we come down to the fact that if, in fact, Democrats have been able to take the Senate or take the House or both, then maybe a one-vote difference would have gone the other way? Is it really just about those in power in the chairmanship positions?
Yeah, I mean, that really is the key issue here. Farnsworth prevented this getting a hearing. Had it gotten a hearing and gotten to a strict floor vote, those potential swing Republicans, they would have been on the record whether they supported or opposed this. So it was a very slim margin, and I think we're likely to see this come back next year given that.
Yeah, okay. So given that, it could come back. But I wonder, like, is there a way that the Republicans who co-sponsored this could have pushed for it to be in a different committee? Like, could this have gone another way and not needed to go to a forced floor vote?
Senate President Karen Fan, she made the decision to assign this to the committee chaired by Farnsworth. She made that call probably knowing full well that he wouldn't give it a hearing. The other Republicans, they didn't have the ability to decide what committee it was sent to, but, you know, they did use what was seen by ERA supporters as essentially an excuse that they were focusing on the process of this rather than really allowing debate to go forward.
Dustin, I'm speculating a bit about this, but someone who is often talked about as having a lot of power at the Capitol is Kathy Herod of the Center for Arizona Policy. And I don't know this for a fact, but it seems like Michelle Ugenti-Reda is one who would be influenced by someone like Kathy Herod. She's more the conservative realm of the Republican Party. Does this sort of feel like a situation where someone who has been down at the Capitol for a long time, who has the ears of lawmakers, does have this kind of influence? Maybe not this specific issue, but sort of surrounding it.
Yeah, I mean, Kathy Herrod has a tremendous amount of influence, and it was pretty clear yesterday that those key Republicans had been lobbied quite a bit by conservative groups concerned about the effects this would have on society, in their view. And it was the gallery, you know, there were a lot of ERA supporters down there, but the gallery was about half opponents, and there was a very visible anti-ERA effort down there.
That's really interesting. So there was a lot that led up to this, too, right? We talked to someone, and I think you were there, too, who was on that 38-mile march through the city that led up to this. Was this a surprise when it finally was pushed for a vote on the floor yesterday?
It was a very stinging outcome for the women that had been on, you know, on the ground pushing for it this year. They were very hopeful. They felt like this was really the year things could change, given that closer margin in the Senate. After the vote yesterday, they were very stunned by the way this happened. Their hope was that just with these swing votes and tighter margins, given some seats the Democrats picked up, this could be the year. And the nation was watching. You know, mm-hmm. We had a lot of celebrities, Alyssa Milano, Billie Jean King, the tennis legend. They were all chiming in on Twitter, rallying for this. There did seem to be a different kind of momentum this year.
In any way, could you see this affecting relationships in the legislature? Is this one of those things where it's politics, they move on to the next issue?
You know, the Democrats are pretty upset. I talked to Senator Victoria Steele afterward, and she was furious with some of her Republican colleagues who had told her they would support the resolution, and then they ended up not doing it. I think there will be some strained relations, but at the end of the day, this wasn't entirely surprising for people who are down there day to day and who know the influence of Republican leadership, Eddie Farnsworth, Kathy Herrod, some of these conservative, socially conservative groups that were really pressuring lawmakers not to move forward with this.
Okay, so you say it wouldn't be surprising if this comes up again next year. What are your, odds here that if it does come up again, they could make it happen somehow differently?
You know, if it came up again tomorrow, I don't know what would change. You know, the votes are where they are. Eddie Farnsworth's not going to give it a hearing. Senate President Karen Fann doesn't want to give it a hearing. She doesn't want it to come to a vote. Fann has said that she wants to focus on kind of compromise issues, middle ground this session. She doesn't want to focus on social issues that can divide the chamber. Given the dynamics today, I don't think anything would change. But, you know, supporters of the ERA have a year, and I expect to see a lot of lobbying over the next 12 months.
Okay. Dustin Gardner of the Arizona Republic, thanks as always.
Thank you.